Today we're talking about social media and how you must use it as a tool to help you grow your career. Hello race drivers, this is Enzo with the Race Driver Coach Show, and we're talking today obviously about social media. We're diverting away from Max Verstappen and Hamilton. By the way, thanks everybody for the last episode, because the amounts of comments that are on there now and arguments, all the people that were different opinions, it's great. And it's kind of, this is what the sport needs. We need these fights. We need, basically it's the sporting side. Because no matter how good you are as a competitor, right? You could have been doing your sport for 20, 30 years. The human element, the sporting side is still there. They still make mistakes. And we expect, you can tell by the comments, we expect these drivers to be perfect. They should know better. But when you're in a fight, every fighter, Muhammad Ali, they all do this. They make mistakes from time to time. They make judgment calls that are not quite right in the heat of the battle. It's normal. If we didn't have that in sport, how boring would it be? But just picture this, when you're in a race, you're fighting for a title, you know how important it is to be in the lead, and all you've got is, this is all you can see through the helmet, right? A little letterbox, it's all you've got. It's getting smaller and smaller nowadays, actually, the opening of the helmet. And all you can see is these little vibrating mirrors. It's not as easy to make the right calls, to know exactly where everyone's positioned when you compare it to a shot from a helicopter looking down and everybody's judging what happens. It's different when you're in the seat and you're fighting. Just that's all I want to say about the subject. So thanks for everybody again. But now we're diverting to social media. We're talking about career. And this is the same for everybody. You don't just have to be a race driver to use social media to help you advance in your career, because it's in everyone's lives. I was in the airport yesterday. We had a really successful weekend. Well done, Ali Behrman. We were in Imola. He earned 3 pole positions, and he won all 3 races. Amazing job. Big championship lead now. The kid's doing really well. The team's doing really well. Thanks to everybody who's involved to make it happen. And for Ollie for having the driving skills. It really makes it a lot easier. And on the way back, and I always look at this, I'm stood there in the queue waiting to get on the plane, or we're just getting off the plane, or we're just landed. And I always take a look around. I can't help it now. And you'll do it next time now. And if you haven't done it already, you notice the amount of people that are on their phones. And whether it's a 60-year-old businessman or a 16-year-old girl, the whole spectrum, if they've got a phone, they've got a smartphone, the whole spectrum of these people are on their phone. And normally, it's not emails. It's not really going on websites and having a look. It's not looking at calls. Firstly, it's social media. Secondly, it's messages that they've missed. And then maybe emails after that. But usually it's just scrolling, aimlessly scrolling down the feed, worrying about what they've just missed while they're on the flight. You know, what happened in the world? What could I have missed? What could I have missed? Or they're just bored and that's what they're doing. They're scrolling. And I'm not saying that's good or bad. It's interesting because it shows you where our attention is. But what's really surprising, even now, I mean, you know, there's plenty of people out there shouting from the rooftops, take advantage of social media quick before it gets too monetized, because it's free at the minute. We all bitch about algorithms. We all bitch about things that are not quite right with social media, but it's free. It's interaction on a grand scale. It's free. And for you who has a career or has a business that you're trying to grow, if you're in motorsport, you're a driver, you need sponsorship, then this is your free platform to showcase yourself from, to create value so people want to invest in you or buy your product or just be a part of what you're doing, your mission. Yet, so many people are not taking advantage of it. Too many people are watching, but they're not taking part. They'll have an account and they'll probably post once a week. But if you're a person who's trying to build a brand, trying to sell something, trying to sell yourself, if you're a comedian, a singer, if you're trying to get yourself out there, but you're not posting, then you're missing a massive, massive deal here. You can showcase, be your own person, create your back brand, talk to as many people as you want, billions. You can reach billions of people This is amazing. If you're not taking advantage of this, then I want this video just to be a reminder to get moving and start doing it. I mean, I did a video and I was late to the show when I was saying this to the party. April 2017, if you go back on YouTube, you'll see episode 5, series 1 of the Race Driver Coach Show. I talked about it there, how important it was for you to have following, for you to have eyeballs on what you're doing, on your content, because it creates interest, value, reputation, brand. And your brand is everything. I mean, I've got now, I was just thinking about it before I pressed the record button, I think I've got 4 current drivers that have either had a drive offer. So that means when you're in motorsport, you've had a team offer you a drive, either discounted or completely free, just because of their social media, or they've got sponsorship just because of the amount of followers they've got on social media. You can't ignore that. You've got to really understand, like, okay, if I'm starting to get tens of thousands of followers, and not just on one platform, but you put them all together, your Facebook, your Twitch, your Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, you put all these together. And if you're in the tens, hundreds of thousands, that'd be amazing. Then you have got a lot of people watching what you're doing. That is interesting to people in your industry or just general advertisers. Because you can pretty much show them, you know what, you won't show them, but you can show them the kind of age of the people that are watching your stuff, the gender, what they're into. That's what companies are dying to have. So if you get like some kind of keep fit equipment, right? You're into fitness and you see this gym equipment company and they see that you've got 15,000 people that work out that follow you. That's quite a lot of people, or even 1,500. They could give you some products. They could give you actual cash for you to promote their product in front of the people that are following you. We know influencer marketing is not a new thing, but I just want to wake you up maybe to say, why don't you give it a go? If you start posting on social media on a daily basis, and I mean every single platform, and you start talking in a way, so if you go to LinkedIn, you're basically talking to business people. So you create content there that is more business orientated. If you're a driver looking for sponsorship, then it's offering ways that companies can grow through sport. And you don't need the hard sell. It's just you showing you on the journey. All right. So you've got social media on LinkedIn and you make it very business orientated. And then on Instagram, you can have nice shots of what you're doing as a race driver. Let's keep it as race drivers, right? So you're showing them you in the car. You're showing people you going to the gym, having a sponsor meeting, being like a video diary. That's the biggest thing. We used to have video diaries in the day, back in the day, but now that's social media. If you use social media in a way of, as a video diary, showing you go through the journey of being where you are now to really going for that career that you're trying to earn, and you allow us to follow you, to check in each day, to see what you're doing and see how you're getting on, that's addictive. You're turning yourself into a soap opera. This is the kind of way that you can use social media and you can put it on all the different platforms, even podcast, telling people, you know, showing them how hard it is. And today I had a success. I've got a call at 2 o'clock this afternoon with a big company. I want it, and you video the call maybe, if they allow you to do that, of you selling. And this is how I did it. This is how I screwed up. I just went to the 7th meeting of the week, sponsorship meeting. And again, they've refused me. I don't know what to do. I'm trying to figure this out. Just that alone, just 10 seconds of that on social media is quite interesting to people. But these are just ideas of what you can do. So if you're race drivers, don't just show pictures of cars, show the journey. Get people to fall in love with your story and to say, you know, I want to see what happens next. This is more interesting. And if you use social media in that way and to talk to people, you know, you talk to the fans, if you've got fans, then it'll start to grow. You will never be short of content because you won't be trying to create all the time. Think, oh, what do people want to see? Because that's a trap. You'll just be putting up, this is my journey. This is what I did today. You know what it does as well? It holds you accountable. Instead of thinking, what am I going to post? You're thinking, what action can I take today for my career? because I've got to film something for social media. So it's like having your own camera crew on you, even if it's just a photo, even if you just record it, even if you just write what you're doing in a blog. It's holding you accountable for taking action every day. But along the way, you're creating followers. And along the way, if you keep doing that for many years, you're going to have opportunities come your way the more followers you get. This is a win-win. I don't want you to be some old fuddy-duddy saying you should spend less time on your phone. You should spend less time on social media. It's no good for you. So, okay, I'm going to spend more time on my phone because I'm using it as a tool to get my brand out there, to create value for companies so they do invest in me, for me to be the expert in my industry, for me to push and sell myself to the sporting world that I'm in. Please use social media. Take a look now at all your accounts. And if you start to see that, man, I'm only posting like once a week, I'm only posting like once a month, then maybe it's time to step it up. I mean, why not? The only reason you wouldn't do this is because you're worried about what people will say when you post. You're worried about judgment. You might just be still stuck in the high school mindset of, if I don't look cool, I'm going to be judged and I'm going to be seen as less. That is not what you should be going through life. If you want to go through life, if you want to create a career, you've got to put yourself out there. You've got to be judged more. So the more you're being judged, the more you're making an impact in the world. The more you're winning, the more you're going to be judged. So being judged is just part of it. Again, when people judge you, they're just taking a snapshot of your life, having an opinion, and they're carrying on. You can't give that any value and any weight. So I want you to overcome that. Post something today on every single platform that you've got. If you haven't got the platform, download it and start to create your brand. It's going to take many years, but if you're putting out content that people want to see, and it's valuable to them in some way, it might make them laugh. It might make them interested. If you're doing that on a consistent basis, you will build a platform, build a brand, build reputation, and things start to happen. Honestly, I mean, I haven't got many followers, but I get business opportunities all the time just because I'm putting a video out once a week, just because I'm posting my journey when I'm with drivers or anything else. Motivational quotes that I put on my account are things that I've looked at and it gets me going. And I think, you know what? There might be one person out there that's following me that would also like this message today. And I put it out there. It could be a Muhammad Ali one. Just looking now at my Instagram, I think the last one was a Muhammad Ali one, actually. Yeah, it was. And he was just saying, suffer now and live the rest of your life as a champion. That's it. I did that because I wanted that quote for me for that day. So I put it out there. So a lot of this, I don't even think about. I just see it, like a Michael Jordan one not long before that. I see it and it makes me feel something and I just want to share that and get other people off their backside as well, because that's what I do as a performance coach, is getting people to take action. And if you use social media as this thing that holds you accountable each day or every other day, and if it actually as a side benefit allows you to get ahead in your career, I can't see a bad thing about it. Use it. Get into people's pockets. They're looking at their phones all the time. So if you're a star on there, it's the new TV. It's like we used to watch television, but now it's all on the phone. So if you're a star in here, if you've got people following in here, that is valuable. And remember, drivers I've got are getting race seats because of their followers. Race seats. So you're talking and asking me about sponsorship and not sure how to get it. How about creating the value, getting the following, getting more eyeballs on you, becoming valuable, and then companies start to give you products, they start to pay for you to do adverts, or they want you as an ambassador. It's a long journey, but it only takes 10 minutes a day to upkeep. If you say, right, half an hour, right, let's spread it out. So I'm going to spend half an hour a day posting stuff, whether it's on stories or on the stream, on the feed. It doesn't matter. You just keep it active. It's amazing where it goes after a year or two. So please take this one on and then you'll become more valuable in the world. This is what it's all about, right? It's your own personal brand. Start now. Take a look now at your social media or your accounts. Has it been active enough? If not, start to pump it up. Do one thing a day on all the platforms you can. Get out there, create value, and you just see what happens. See you next time.